Hey, everybody. It's Ophira. You are probably already a fan of John Turturro. Who isn't? He is a man of so many talents as an actor, but he also recently wrote, directed, and starred in a new movie called Fading Gigolo, and his co-star is none other than Woody Allen. How did he get Woody interested in the project? Simple. They share the same barber. So before the barber incident, you guys knew each other?
No, but we didn't know each other well. I had done a small part. I'd acted in a movie with him once before. But I got to know him quite well, and I hoped, you know, I thought we could possibly have chemistry between us. And I think what you see in the movie is sort of our relationship under imaginary circumstances.
Yeah, so. It's very nice. It works in a way that I thought it looks like you guys were old friends.
Yeah, and that was the whole idea. And that's, you know, that's like a couple years of work together, and that helps, especially when I have to tell him what to do. That was a little daunting.
Intimidating to direct Woody Allen.
I don't know if he had his lines down in the beginning, and, you know, after about an hour, then I realized, I'm in charge, and I have to tell him faster, slower, or, you know, be more delicate. And he was great. He was very, very easy to work with.
And because it was too good to not let you hear it, here's a question and a peek behind the scenes from a game we played with John Turturro, where we asked him to actually reenact famous lines from his films. And, of course, it ran the gamut from cult classics to blockbusters.
These are the symbols you're seeing in your head, same ones over here, right? So tell me, how do they end up drawing the same thing? Aliens, robots in disguise hiding here. I pleaded on my knees with S7 to investigate it, but they said the readings were infinitesimal, that I was obsessed. Me, can you imagine that?
Would that be Transformers?
Yes.
For an extra bonus, do you know which one it is?
Was it Dark of the Moon?
Well, you just fell apart, didn't you, right
there? Oh, no! I shouldn't have taken the bonus.
Very good. Very good. Okay. I don't know which one it was from. I have no idea. I make most of that stuff up, what I'm saying. Aliens, robots. Do you know that I actually... This is a true story because, you know, they were toys originally. Mm-hmm. And so on one of the movies, I think the second one, I asked the prop guy, I said, get me the original toys. So one of them, the scenes, I took out the toy and I opened it up. And I said, and they said these were just toys, like that. And of course, Michael Bay was very upset. He goes, why are you doing that? Like that. And I was like, Michael, they really were toys. I said, if these toys weren't popular, they wouldn't have made the cartoon series, and you wouldn't be making a $150 million film. I mean, and I kept doing it every take. They said they were just toys. I said, but we know better. Of course, and I did it over and over and over to drive me crazy. And I loved it. And they cut it, of course, but I loved it. That's all I got. Okay, ready? Next.
Stay tuned for our entire episode with VIP John Turturro and more quotes and stories about his classic roles. The podcast drops on May 29th.